Welcome back to the podcast. We're going through the ego, what the ego is, how to, quote, fix it. And that's not the right word to use, but you'll understand what I mean in a second. So you can stop self-sabotaging, you can break through glass ceilings, and ultimately you can create a life on your terms, a life that truly inspires you. Now you're in for a bit of a treat. So I'm actually going to be showing you in reading through parts of my book. So I've just finished editing the first full editing process of my book, which might be released depending on what time you're listening to this podcast. But I'm going to be sharing with you literally pieces from the book of how I teach this so you can understand it. So what the ego is, why it controls you, how it controls your actions, your decisions, and it causes you to self-sabotage, to hit a glass ceiling, to not break through, all the above, and obviously what you can do to actually overcome it, which is really exciting. So if that sounds like you, stick around for this podcast, subscribe if you haven't subscribed already, leave a comment, leave a review, share this with a friend who you think will get value from this. So with that being said, let's rock and roll. I am sharing my screen on this video. So if you've got the ability to watch the video version of this podcast, that will be on YouTube or Spotify, please do so. So dissolving the ego. So this is a quote from myself. We are born limitless, but we are programmed out of it. So I'm not going to be going through word for word all of this, but we're going through some of the main points. You're more than welcome to pause it and read it if you want to, but this is what we're going through. What is the ego? That's a great question. There's many different definitions on what the ego is. Sigmund Freud, his teachings on the ego, the super ego, and the id, that book is literally behind me on my shelf, helps a lot with this. But to keep this simple, this is my definition of the ego. The ego is the identity of how you view yourself to be and who you believe you need to be enough and to be loved. Think about this. Your ego is the accumulation of all of your beliefs, experiences, and perceptions, positive and negative. This also includes your wounds and your limiting beliefs. Your wounds and limiting beliefs only exist in your own head. Think about that for a moment. Your wounds and limiting beliefs only exist inside of your own head. So there's two traits of the ego, which is very, very challenging and damaging, which you'll understand why. So the first trait is it always proves itself right. Your ego will make itself right even if it's limiting. If you believe that you're not enough, you will make that true by self-sabotaging your goals or by not taking action towards any of your goals, just so your ego can prove to itself that it's not enough. That's very, 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 very challenging, as you can imagine. Because if you want to be, I've got an example here. In your upbringing, you've downloaded the belief that you're not worthy of love. That's the belief of your ego, or it's a belief that's a part of your ego. Then you get yourself into a relationship that you somehow will manage to ruin the relationship through overthinking, feeling unloved, feeling insecure, finding things that aren't even there, just to prove to yourself or your ego that you're not lovable. This is where people get so frustrated, where they buy the books, they do the courses, they have the 7 steps to success, and they have the strategy, but their ego or their limitations, their mindset is what's self-sabotaging them or destroying them or just fucking their goals up. You've probably heard the term, the 80-20 rule. I actually share that in this book as well. 80% of results in life come from mindset. 20% come from skills. Most people, though, obsess over skills. They want the 7 steps, the funnels, the breakthrough, whatever. They want all the magic formulas of how to get results, like how to communicate, how to go on dates, how to whatever, set boundaries. And that's all important. You do need the right skills. But if your mindset, your ego, your beliefs are not ones that are going to serve you, it's like building a house, trying to build a fucking mansion on a piece of shit foundation. Now, that might be a bit offensive, but you know what I mean. I like the analogy from Peter Crone. He talks about it's like a mannequin changing clothes. If your mannequin, your ego, believes it's not worthy, it's not enough, you're a loser, you don't deserve this, you don't deserve that, and you just keep changing outfits, like you put on this brand new Louis Vuitton fancy ass outfit and to look good, you might look good externally for a second and feel good for a second, but internally, at your core, the mannequin is still something that's limited. It's not optimal for you to be able to actually have the life and the results that you want. This is why it's very, very important. So picture this. We're all born limitless without any limiting beliefs. I've never met a baby who believes that they're not enough. Then in your upbringing, you download these beliefs that you're not enough. You then find evidence to reaffirm to yourself that you're enough because the ego always makes itself right. You then either become someone who doesn't achieve anything, or you overcompensate and become an overachiever, or to prove to yourself and the world that you are enough, but deep down, you still feel like you're not enough. It's a very, very vicious, exhausting cycle to live in. This is the glass ceiling many people hit because your ego is playing the invisible puppet master, which is subconsciously controlling your thoughts, decisions, actions, and therefore results. That's the first trait of the ego. And again, that's already challenging, as you can hear. The second part, it will avoid pain. Your ego's intention is actually very positive. It wants to survive. It's our fight or flight survival instincts. Naturally wants us to avoid pain. Makes sense, right? However, the downside of this is your ego will avoid your wounds because it's painful. However, this also means it avoids the opportunity to heal through the wounds. What earlier on in the book, I talk about triggers, traumatic reactions, and traumas. So if you've got past wounds and traumas, which we all do, it's generally, 99% of the time, is painful. It's painful what wounds are. It's too much, too soon, too frequently. It was overbearing, overwhelming, or your needs weren't met. You weren't seen, held, loved, validated. You didn't feel safe. So those traumas that are in you, you want to avoid them because they're painful. Again, makes sense. You want to avoid pain. However, it's a double-edged sword. Yes, you avoid the pain of like leaning into the triggers and the traumas and the wounds, but then it also prevents you from actually healing through it. So you will deflect it. So I've got signs of the ego right here. You'll justify, you'll deflect, you'll distort, you'll blame, you'll compare, you'll attack, you'll overcompensate. The ego can show up in many different ways. These are the most common ones. Your ego will do that to avoid the pain of leaning into the wound, to feeling inadequate, to not feel like you're not enough, to feel like you're whatever it may be, whatever the wound is. So short term, you avoid that pain, but long term, you never heal through the fucking wound. So that's the challenge. This is where a lot of my work, I'm playing with the ego. And when I say playing, like I'm dancing with the ego, I'm becoming conscious of it. I'm bringing that unconscious belief to the surface for my client so they can recognize it, they can integrate it, and they can dissolve through it. So let's use some examples of the ego of how it shows up using those traits. Say you have wounds or insecurities or traumas around your weight, how much you weigh, and you've got a belief that you're fat because someone told you that, you're unhealthy, you're overweight, you're big, or whatever it may be. Then someone starts questioning you about your weight. Justification. You might say something like, well, I'm overweight because I want to be in this shape and it's my own personal choice. You're justifying the reason you have the results that you have and the reason your life the way that it is. Deflection. This is my mum's favorite flavor. Thanks for bringing that up. What are you doing this weekend? Just literally deflect and change topic. you can elegantly change the topic. What? Because you don't want to keep talking about the one you're talking about because it's painful and your ego wants to avoid pain. Distortion. It's also known as sugarcoating. I agree my weight is a problem, but it's not that bad. You just sugarcoat the problem. Blame. You just blame. I blame something or something else other than yourself. I am overweight, but it's because of my parents and my genetics. I'm a big boned person. Again, you're just blaming. And again, it's taking the pain away from yourself, admitting that you're wrong. One of the most painful things for the ego to do is admit that you were wrong, that you were inadequate, that you were not enough, because it wants to be right and it wants to avoid that pain. Defense. Why do you care so much about my weight? It's none of your business. So you just get defensive, get the shield up, the walls up. Comparison can be similar to sugarcoating. I agree. I am a little bit overweight, but have you seen John? He's way worse than me. So it's indirectly removing the pain and the ownership over yourself and your ego. Denial is just literally saying, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not overweight. Just straight up denying it. Attack is you just literally kind of deflect and attack the person. You say, fuck you. You're just saying this because of blah, 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 blah. Overcompensation. I don't need to lose weight. Have you seen how much money I have and how beautiful my car is? Again, you're overcompensating to make up for the fact that you feel like you're overweight, you're fat, you're inadequate. Which one is your ego's favorite flavor? Mine is personally overcompensation and deflection. So there's a bit more here that I'm not going to be going through today with you guys. You have to read the book to get it. So the takeaway from this, and this is the way that I view things, your ego is your full identity. It includes all of your beliefs, both positive and negative, because you've got positive beliefs and you've got negative beliefs. The best analogy I can think of is a phone or a computer or like some software. So you get a phone. When you get a phone, let's use iPhone because I like Apple better than the other ones. Sorry for all the Android users. But say you get an iPhone. When you get the iPhone, it comes with its default settings. Like it comes with the App Store. It comes with the settings. It comes with the phone thing so you can make phone calls. Like it comes with the default settings which allow it to run properly. It allows it to operate and function properly. Without it, you wouldn't be able to use it. It's just like a piece of like metals and plastics. Like you can't really use it. You can't even turn it on. So when you're born, you are born with your default beliefs, your default settings. And think of a child. I've never met a child when born, a baby, its first word saying, I'm not enough, I'm anxious, I'm not worthy, I'm not lovable. You don't hear that from a child because you're not born with those limitations. You're born with the abundant, limitless, creative energy and abundance, and you can do so much shit with your life. Think of children. I want to be an astronaut. I want to be a celebrity. I want to be an athlete. I want to be famous. I want to be successful. Like, they just have this unlimited creativity and abundant mindset about them. But then you download the limitations. You download the shut up, you're too much. Stop thinking so crazy, you'll never achieve that. You're a loser, you're a piece of shit, you're whatever. Whatever yours is, we all have our own limitations. Those limitations are the viruses on a phone or a computer. So you got your default settings, but say I get a virus on my phone or my computer, it's not gonna run optimally. It's gonna shut down, it's gonna turn off, it's gonna whatever. It's not gonna work in an optimal way. It's gonna be limiting the full capacity of what the phone and computer has to do. Those viruses are your limiting beliefs. Now, your ego, I just like to differentiate the two. Yes, your ego, for people that are into self-development, and you can keep up with this, and if you're not, just play along with me. So your ego is all of your beliefs, positive and negative, the default settings plus the viruses. That's all a part of your ego. So you want to dissolve the limitations. You don't want to dissolve the default settings. Like, if you believe that you're enough and you're abundant and you're perfect, you don't want to dissolve that, right? You want to keep those ones. Those are powerful. It's like if I got rid of the default settings on my phone, I wouldn't be able to use the fucking phone properly, right? So you want to dissolve the viruses. So the way that I talk about it, I categorize it as your true authentic self and your ego. Yes, they are actually both, they fit into each other. Your ego is everything. But the way I just work with my clients and the common language that I use is ego is the limiting beliefs. It's who you are with the limiting beliefs. Your true authentic self is who you are without the limiting beliefs. And they're the difference. So when I love the statue of David, I've actually got that photo on here. So the statue of David quote that from Michelangelo that a lot of people have probably heard of if you've done any self-development. Very, very common. If you haven't, this is funny because I did a lot of research for this book. And there's actually no, I think I put it in here. No, I've got it in a footnote on the book. There's actually no record of this quote being credited to Michelangelo. It's just been, everyone's just credited it to him. So I'm not sure if this was actually said or not, but you get the point of it. Michelangelo made the statue of David, and supposedly someone asked him, how did you make such a beautiful statue? His answer was easy. David was always in the statue. I just chipped away anything that wasn't him. Listen to that again. He was always in the statue. I just chipped away anything that wasn't him. My definition of inner work, I've got this here as well, is to dissolve and heal the wounds and blockages that is masking your true self. So if we go back to the phone example or the default settings, when you're born as a baby, when you're born, you're not born with all these limitations of you're not enough, you're ugly, you're fat, you need money to be successful, you need this to be loved or any of that. You just be who you are and it's enough. You get love from mom and dad or whatever your upbringing was like. You are perfect, whole, complete, enough, just being who you are. But then you download through your upbringing, through society, through TV, through whatever your conditioning was, that you need to be a certain way to be enough, to be adequate, to be loved, to get whatever it is. And those are the viruses and the limitations that you want to get rid of. You want to dissolve those things. And every time you dissolve a piece of that, back to the images that you might have seen on my screen, I picture the ego is the bandages of a mummy. It's all those, I'm not enough, I'm not lovable, I'm fat, success is lonely, life is scary, I'm not loved, I'm dumb, I'm ugly. All of those limitations. When you remove one of those bandages, you reveal your true authentic self, which is on the inside or underneath. So when I do my process, my ego dissolving process, which you'll see in my book, and you get that through working with me, is when I go through the process of identifying the limitation, the limiting belief, when you downloaded it, we do a whole process to get to that point. The magic question is what becomes available with the absence of that belief. So say we get to the root cause and the insertion, the origin point of the belief of I'm not enough, my needs don't matter, I'm too much, I'm not lovable, I'm whatever your belief is. There's a question. I get you to recognize it's not true. So there's a process we go that to dissolve and remove the belief. But then the question is, how does your whole life and world and reality change with that belief not there? So it's essentially dissolving that belief, what's underneath it. And then another question that we have right at the end, what belief replaces that old belief? And another way you can say that, what belief was underneath that limiting belief? And what you're left with is abundance, enough, love, limitless, whatever the word is. It's a really beautiful process. So for you, if you're ever self-sabotaging yourself, beating yourself up, hitting glass ceilings, feeling like you're a piece of shit, achieving goals externally but still not feeling fulfilled internally, this is why. So what you want to do is identify your limitations, and that's not always easy to do because some of them are subconscious. I love this quote. We question all of our beliefs except for the ones we truly believe, those ones we never think to question. I'll say that again. We question all of our beliefs except for the ones we truly believe, those we never think to question. If you're like so adamant that, I'll use a religious example to get the point across. Say you're, I actually don't know the correct terms, Catholic or Christian or whatever it is, where Jesus and God, and you're so hardcore believe that God and Jesus is real, and you've got someone from a different religion who comes across and doesn't believe it's real. If both of those people are just so adamant in their beliefs, they're not going to question that the truth of it, because that's just what they believe, and that's okay. But the challenge with your limitations are those beliefs that you just believe are absolute truth, are absolute fact. So I talk about universal truths and how to understand that when I go through this process. But I hope you understand this. This was not too much of a tactical, like, actually, let's go through the process. I've done that on other podcasts, and I do that with my work. I'll do that in my book. But I will just want you to understand the concept of when you become aware of those limiting beliefs, they aren't you. They're the viruses and the limitations you've downloaded because you weren't born with those beliefs. I use this analogy when we do the process. If I was to open you up, would I find a manufacturer's stamp inside of you saying your name, born in this location, that you are not enough? No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't find that. You weren't born with it. You were born perfect. You were born enough. You were born limitless, but you were programmed out of it. I hope you got some value from this. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, comment your thoughts down below. Share this with a friend if you got value. If you're interested in working with me, whether it's my book, whether it's my conscious community or whatever it may be, one-on-one coaching, that is something I do as well. Go down below, check out the links and comments and stuff, all that stuff down below to check it out. I appreciate you. I'll see you on the next podcast. See ya.